is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two Israeli humanitarian groups said today for the first time Israel is carrying out a genocide in Gaza, where there are reports of children dying from malnourishment. Dr. Nick Maynard's a volunteer surgeon and says,
I saw multiple gunshot wounds inflicted on young teenage boys, sometimes as young as 11, 12, 13, who go to these food distribution points to get food for their starving families.
Today, President Trump disputed a claim from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that there is no starvation. The president discussed building food distribution centers. He met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer as he continues his trip overseas. He's in Scotland. But in the U.S., a federal judge in Boston blocked his administration's plans to block funding for Planned Parenthood, writing it likely violates the Constitution. Football legend Deion Sanders revealed he's been treated for bladder cancer. The University of Colorado head coach urged people to get checked. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A heat advisory is in effect until 8 p.m. for our listening area. The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market. Average home prices in western Wisconsin have been lower than last year for the past 4 months already, while the number of homes sold is the highest in 5 years. However, in La Crosse County, local home sales reached a record median price of $340,000 in June, topping the old record set in May. That figure is also $25,000 more than this time last year, and almost $55,000 more than the start of 2025. Median prices of homes in La Crosse County match the statewide number of $340,000. Who will be running for governor in Wisconsin to replace Tony Evers? So far, there are multiple announced candidates from both parties, but there could be several more to announce in the coming weeks and months. On the Democratic side, Sarah Rodriguez, currently the lieutenant governor, has begun her campaign. For Republicans, Bill Berrien and Josh Showman are running campaigns. Campaign finance reports show additional independent candidates or political newcomers have also begun filing. The election for governor is in November of 2026. Highs today will be well into the 90s with heat index values in the triple digits. High temperatures and dew points carry on through the overnight where we will have scattered storms. Tomorrow, rain chances continue with highs in the 80s. Then we cool off for the rest of the week where sunny skies dominate the forecast and highs stay in the upper 70s or low 80s into the weekend, with no rain expected after early this week for several days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there, so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s, but it really feeling more like 100 degrees, prompting a heat advisory. And with the winds barely moving, it's not helping any. Overnight, some showers and storms are possible, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 89.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 6 till 8. You're listening to the talk of lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, July 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Clear skies, Zommers. Pretty darn nice weather.
Yeah, well, we got a heat advisory till 8 p.m.
Yeah, I know. There's a heat advisory. Heat advisory is out till 8 p.m., so in all seriousness, if you're particularly an older person or has breathing issues or things like hydrate, and don't be goofy and go out, no, I'm going to go for a 5K run today.
No, it's just...
I mean, I guess the caveat is if you're like a, what do they call that? An Ironman person who's run Ironmans and you know what you're doing and you truly know your limits. But if you're just the average Jane or Joe and you're going to, oh, I think I'll go out and show how tough I am today, just don't do that.
You may end up in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. So take care of yourselves out there today. Coming up here in hour two, going to play What's Worse for You in a minute. Speaking of the hot weather, Zomber's going to talk about corn sweat. Last week, we had a story on swamp crotch, which is I better explain it. A real story from the TSA airport checkout in hot weather when people get hot. I mean, physically hot. No, it cannot detect that. Don't worry, or the alarms will be going off all the time on people. But when people get physically hot and have a lot of sweat, particularly in the crotch area, it can set off the TSA alarms. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying I had a sweaty back, and I've gotten... On the way to and from, like, both ends of a trip to Colorado a few years ago, I got flagged over, and they're swabbing me, and I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, we're checking for explosives. I'm like, oh, I didn't even think of that. I'm just sweaty.
So we had swamp crotch last week, and today, corn sweat. Perry on Facebook says, corn sweat was my nickname in college. Fact check? True. We both went to Platteville. I can't tell you how many times I'd see Jeff across the greens there, walking to and from class. Hey there, Corn Sweat. It happened all the time. Kevin O'Connor and I was, hey, Corn Sweat. So we're going to talk a little bit about Corn Sweat here in this hour and a little bit about Little League Baseball, Venezuela, Donald Trump, and Barry Goldwater. We'll tell you how all that weaves together.
The weave.
The weave. Some people don't like it when I use that term. But I don't know what else to say. It's the weave. All right. Before we get into all that, Zommers, I told you about this before the top of the hour. It's what we in the business call a tease. How condescending and jerkish does that sound? No, they want me to do more teases. So I try to do some more teases. So I teased before the top of the hour that Mike Clemens had sent me a hot tip.
Indeed.
Now, you're not going to find this online. You're not going to find it in a newspaper. I don't even know if it's up on socials yet. But here now, this is how great Mike Clemens is. He's there at Packer training camp, our great sports reporter, on the ground at Lambeau Field, and he texted me this from Mike Clemens. Says Packers center Elton Jenkins is back at work. At first, he was disappointed about not getting a pay raise. He has had some quote-unquote family issues during the spring he needed to deal with. During OTAs, he hurt his back weightlifting. But, Clemens reports, Elton Jenkins has said that he wants to focus, move on, and focus on the center position, which at age 30, he hopes he could play for another 4 or 5 years in Green Bay over the football time. And that's what he's looking for a longer career center than what he would have probably been at a guard. So there you go. There's your hot tip from Packers training camp. Thanks for our own great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Elton Jenkins back at work for the Green Bay Packers, hoping to be the long-term new center for Jordan Love. So there you go. That's some hot news, Zomers. How about that? Yeah, and that's what I love about Mike Clemens being there, is he can give us that great on-the-ground reporting. All right, 11 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. So let's go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away, nothing to no money to be involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 11 News Talk sports stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise than right here at Civic Media. We would love to have you be a sponsor, partner. Check us out at civicmedia.us. One of our great salespeople will get in contact with you. Speaking of that, Zomers, guy that's Golden Star boy up there at Richland Center, Henry Bray. Our great salesperson up there, one of his clients, Prem Meats of in Spring Green, is a great sponsor on this network, Prem Meats. They are part of this whole thing that tomorrow we're going to be talking about on location.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow's show on location from Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin. Going to be talking to NFL and Badger Hall of Famer Joe Thomas tomorrow. Brady Ewing, like me, a native of Richland Center, unlike me, much more successful, was a three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers, went to 3 Rose Bowls, captain of the team, Brady was, and then had a three-year career in the NFL. Brady's kind enough to carve out time of his real life to come and be our co-host with me tomorrow. So it'll be Brady Ewing and me and Joe Thomas for 2 hours tomorrow at Six Springs Farm. You think, well, what are these guys going to talk about for 3 hours? We could probably do, or 2 hours. We could probably do 3. We're going to talk about Joe Thomas's time as a Badger and a Hall of Famer of the NFL. Very interesting story. A very grounded guy. He grew up in Brookfield. And I heard today from Dan Schaefer, they went to church together.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Think about that as a small world. And then had this big career for the Badgers and the Cleveland Browns. Well, then how does he get mixed? How he comes back to Wisconsin and he gets into beef farming. Wagyu beef specifically. And it all has to do with Joe Thomas's obsession with health and healthy eating and what he and his wife wanted for their kids. So we're going to talk about that. He and Brady also very family focused people. How they, you know, would they allow their sons to play football in today's world? We're going to talk to them about that a little bit. NIL. We're going to get Joe Thomas's predictions on what this Badger season is going to look like. Lots of us, including me, worried right now about can Luke Fickell turn it around. And then we're going to talk really specifically about agriculture, beef farming in this state. What our ag producers are facing and why Joe Thomas has gotten involved. And then Prem Meats, one of our sponsors here at Civic Media, they are now the main distributor for Hall of Fame Beef, which is the name of Joe Thomas's Wagyu Beef Company. And so you can order this from anywhere in the United States because now Prem Meats is a federally inspected meat locker. And so all this ties together, small business, agriculture, football, and just guys having a goofy time. And we've had chicken. We had a live chicken on the show at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair Zoo, which mom bought me a stuffed chicken that she gave me over the weekend. And I'll bring it in one. It's really, really great. So, but tomorrow we are going to have live cattle on the show.
Ooh, excellent. And we got to keep bringing animals on.
Yeah. Live cattle on tomorrow's show. So tune in right here via Facebook, YouTube, X, Twitter, whatever you're watching on the stream. Tune in tomorrow. You're going to see live cattle from Six Springs Farm, Joe Thomas and Brady Ewing. That should be a lot of fun. Tony on YouTube says, growing up in Ohio, Joe Thomas was the only good thing about the Browns for his entire career. Love the guy. Well, great, Tony. Tune in tomorrow. Hear more of Joe Thomas. All right, back to the matters at hand. Today's what's worse? It's summer. We're going to be out in the field tomorrow. Chris Giese, our friend producer, was out there. Helps out in the show. He helped. We did a scout. This is such a big show, Zombers. We were out there yesterday scouting out the location, and there were, as happens in cattle pastures, lots of flies.
I can imagine.
So today's what's worse: biting flies or wasps. Biting flies or wasps. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can give us a call, or you can text us on the app. I'm sorry, I'm doing three things at once. Call us at 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app.
Do you need to take a breath?
Maybe a sip of water. I'm so excited about this show tomorrow. I lost my head occasionally.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Or for a moment. What's worse, biting flies or wasps? 855-752-4842 or text us on the Civic Media app. And we're not talking about biting a fly, but rather flies that bite.
Yes. A very important distinction to make.
Biting flies or wasps? What's worse? Our daily dose of foolishness. Tony on YouTube says, biting flies by a mile. You think they're normal flies, then boom, you get bit. You always know a wasp will sting you. Well, I mean, I'm not here to defend wasps, but I think it just depends on, are you disrupting their nest?
Right.
Or, you know, if a wasp is just hanging out, doesn't mean they're necessarily going to.
That's the thing about wasps is the bright yellow color is a warning. It's good to know. Stay away.
Right.
But also people freak out when really the best thing to do, unless it is clearly a bunch of angry wasps, is to just be chill. Let them fly on. Maybe they land on your arm for a little bit. Just let them be. You could gently brush them away and then you're okay.
Yeah. Just be. I think that's great advice, Summers. Chill out with a wasp. DJ listening on WXCO in Wausau. Says, I don't know anyone who is allergic to horseflies, but I know many people who are allergic to wasp stings. So wasps are worse. DJ in the saw. DJ, thank you very much. That's a great, great point. There are some people that have to carry the EpiPen because, like, if they get stung, it's a life or death situation.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes within very short minutes.
Yeah. Tyler, listening in beautiful Columbia County, says, biting flies are worse. Wasps will leave you alone if you leave them alone. Again, Tyler, I think most, I would say fact check that mostly true. With the exception, like late in the fall, right before the freeze, like you go to an apple orchard, you got a caramel apple, those wasps are nasty because they're trying to save up for winter. And they'll go right after that caramel apple at Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland County.
Seems like a very specific story.
Well, it was, but I spent a lot of time at Oakwood Fruit Farm in the fall up there in Richland. Also a great fine sponsor of Civic Media. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, biting flies or wasps? Our very own Parker Olson, the great producer of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, says, I hate biting flies. They don't taste great.
We already made that distinction, Parker. You got to keep up.
Well done, Parker. Well done. I like that a lot. Let's see here. Off the text line, Megan in Sun Prairie listening on WMDX says, absolutely wasps are worse. They make people panic way more, especially my husband, and people can be deathly allergic to them. All right. Very good. What else do we have here? Well, we'll come back. We have Mark and Curtis Stack. He's taking a turn at biting flies or wasps. We'll tell you what he said after this. And call in yourself, 855-752-4842. Biting flies or wasps. It's What's Worse for a Monday edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Matt Nair on air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come on.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomers is hot today on the board, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along on a Monday, July 28th. Who sings that?
That's Tom Petty.
Is it Tom Petty?
It is, which, I don't know, something. Hearing Tom Petty sing that just feels wrong,
but, well,
at least to me.
Well done, yeah. Our What's Worse, we're right in the middle of it for today, our daily look at the lighter side, foolishness. What's worse, biting flies or wasps? Biting flies or wasps? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. TJ, texting in, says, what problem do you have with white Anglo-Saxon Protestants?
WASP as an acronym. Right. That. Yeah.
That's the acronym, TJ, for WASP.
We're talking about the bugs.
We're talking about the bugs. Wow. What's worse, biting flies or wasps? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark in Pertisac. Mark, biting flies or wasps? What's worse?
Well, I'd probably say wasps because I've been stung by both kinds. That years ago, I got stung by one that had it must have been some kind of ground nest. I think it was yellow jackets. I was laying down on the ground pulling a fender off a Volkswagen Beetle out in a field that I bought off a guy. And, you know, I was getting to go, what the heck? Did I lay on a cigarette? No, it was cigarette butt. No, it was, you know, I was laying over the entrance hole to a grown wasp nest, and then another time I got stung a couple of times in the back by some paper wasps that were not happy about the fact we were moving some lumber out of the garage they apparently had a nest in. On the one side, it was just a little tiny nest, but on the other side of the outside of the garage, it was just a big, huge one. And I don't know if you remember the picture they had in the State Journal. I think this is years ago, but apparently the wasps had made a nest out of colored construction paper they had pulled off the kiosks down on State Street there. So it was just a multicolored paper wasp nest. I mean, it was beautiful, but, I mean, those things are just nasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks for sharing that. No, I worst thing I ever got, like Mark said, the paper wasp. They're a large wasp, all black in color. And their nests are beautiful because they're like this kind of cone shape and very, very delicate. It's one of the mysteries of nature. They're able to create this. But this big paper wasp nest was on the side of the barn back when my grandparents were still on the farm. And I closed the milk house door kind of hard, and that disturbed them. And that the entire, well, it felt like it. I had they chased me all the way to the house, which is probably, I don't know, 50 yards or so. And I got stung multiple times. It took a while to get over that. But yeah, they're nasty. Zommers? So yes, I've given my answer. Wasps are worse. Zommers.
Yeah, I think I got to agree that wasps are worse. You know, I've gotten some nasty bites from, you know, horse flies and stuff. But wasps, they can swarm a lot more if you anger them. And also, as one of our texters said, the panic that I mentioned before, they make people freak out. And it's like, you're making it worse for everybody because now they're more likely to sting you. And I don't know. I know that technically they serve a purpose in the food chain, right. But like, I don't care.
It's different than bees. Bees are different than wasps.
Very important.
Yeah. Jim in Brookfield says biting flies are much worse. While I have been stung by wasps, the swelling of the sting will go down. I still have small scars, however, from biting horse flies from totally unprovoked attacks. Jim in Brookfield. Thanks for listening, Jim. Also, Mark and Pernice Sacco said that the yellow jackets are just plain nasty.
They are.
There you go. All right. Thanks for playing, everybody. We'll have a tomorrow. Now, I'm calling tomorrow and I've already seen the What's Worse for Tomorrow. CP has written it up. A special edition for our on-location show with Joe Thomas. Tomorrow's What's Worse is the other white meat edition. So there you go. Tune in for the other white meat edition of What's Worse Tomorrow with Joe Thomas and Brady Ewing. I think it's pretty good.
I don't see it yet, so.
No, it's not. It's not even up on the board.
It's top secret, even for me.
Top secret, yeah. It's not up on the board yet. Also, Terry Barr watching on YouTube today. We appreciate Terry and appreciate all the work she does here. The Emmy Award-winning Terry Barr says, "Hey, Mr. Zommers, have fun tonight at the Brewers game. I want to put a big L flag up, so counting on you for a win." That's right. Zommer's going down to the game. Well, you can hear the game tonight across many of our Civic Media stations. A pregame show just after 6 o'clock. First pitch from AmFam Field at 6:40. The Miz on the mound for the Brewers as they get underway against the evil dreaded Chicago Cubs in game one tonight from AmFam Field of a three-game series with the Cubbies. Mentioned this earlier. It's not just wasps, you understand, Zommer's in the summer. It's the humidity. As well, we are under a heat advisory?
Heat advisory, yeah.
Until later on tonight. Well, here now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Kaylee Gleason. Last week she wrote this, but I think that's still pertinent. Says, despite a rating start to the morning, another heat wave is expected to make its way through parts of Wisconsin. A heat advisory has been issued for Milwaukee. This and that was back on the 23rd, but now there's another one today, so it's still pertinent. Says through a range of factors contribute to increasingly high temperatures and humidity. There's actually a phenomena called precipitation.
Evapotranspiration.
Thank you for saying that. It is dubbed, for idiots like me, corn sweat by many. That could drive up the heat in Midwestern states. But what does that term actually mean, and how does it affect the Wisconsin heat? Well, here's what you need to know, and we're going to tell you more on the other side. Corn sweat refers to how plants move water to their surfaces and release it into the air as vapor, according to The Ohio State University. It's basically how plants breathe, according to AG or AgDaily.com, they say. Got to ask Pam Yonke about this. In Midwestern and Plains states, this corn sweat can make heat worse as their millions of acres of crops drive up humidity levels. So if you're not a heat type of person like Zomers, you've only got the corn to blame. Come on back. We'll tell you more. Also, a little bit more political news on the other side. Don't go anywhere. An ag update now for Pam Yonke of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Damn corn.
Eagle 1490 AM. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
101 years of the cream puff has been a staple for the Wisconsin State Fair. I'm Kylie Allen, and you're tuning in to the Midwest Farm Report this Monday afternoon. Lisa Immel is the Chief Programs Officer for the Wisconsin State Fair, and she has some exciting news. With details of new advancements, Lisa shares how the fair will make more of these sweet treats than ever before.
We had been doing some evaluating of the efficiencies of the old bakery. The ovens were extremely old. There were all sorts of issues that we could not evolve any further, which now you've seen we have some new flavors out. So that was kind of our pushing, like our motivation to get this new bakery in. With those efficiencies, new ovens were huge for us. The ovens we have right now are state of the art. They're amazing. First puffs came out and they look great, taste great. I didn't get to taste them, but I'm sure they will taste absolutely phenomenal. But it wasn't just that. It was the slicers and the dusting and the packaging and all sorts of things.
Well, I don't know about you, but all this talk of cream puffs makes me excited for the Wisconsin State Fair. Lisa Immel along with us. She's the Chief Programs Officer for the State Fair. Stick around. I've got a look at some more news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org. The U.S. and Indonesia have announced a framework for a new trade agreement. It could be a game changer for the U.S. beef exports. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, right now, access to Indonesia's beef market is limited. The tariffs on beef are relatively low at 5%, but there are several non-tariff barriers in place. These include strict import licensing rules and plant-by-plant facility approvals, just to name a few. The industry says these policies have restricted U.S. beef imports for years. And if Indonesia removes these barriers, the opportunity for American beef is worth an estimated $250 million annually. That's just the short term. With China's market still uncertain, Indonesia could become a major buyer of U.S. beef products. Stay tuned online at themidwestfarmreport.com for more stories about Wisconsin food, fuel, and fiber. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s, but it really feeling more like 100 degrees, prompting a heat advisory. And with the winds barely moving, it's not helping any. Overnight, some showers and storms are possible, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser, and Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Civic Media Radio Network, it is 35 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zobbers, it's like a dance party in here today. I love it.
Well, I mean, most people, at least I did when I was little, think that that song is called Everybody Dance Now. But no, it's called Gonna Make You Sweat.
Really?
It is. It's like, yeah, let's all go to the dance floor and sweat. Come on. Let's get out there.
My mind is blown because what you just said, I thought that was true. And I can't tell you how many times I played that song for the Betty Hayes School of Dance for 16 years, over the course of 16 years, with different dance classes. That was a very big song for the Betty Hayes School of Dance. Yeah. Probably still is.
And that's what everyone calls it. But that's not actually what it's called.
What is it called? Make You Sweat?
Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory.
Wow. As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that. So well done, Zomers. Talking about not just dance sweat. Welcome back, by the way. Talking about corn sweat. This is real, by the way. Great story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from last week. When there was a heat advisory then, there was a heat advisory for much of Wisconsin today until 8 o'clock. But according to this story, this is real. Say the real word again, Zomers, because I can't say it. I'm sorry. Well, whatever that's called. Evaporation.
Oh, evapotranspiration.
That's it. Evapotranspiration. Thank you. That's a technical term. Evapotranspiration. But for people like me, it's just called corn sweat for the layman and the laywoman. So how does it affect Wisconsin's heat? According to the Journal Sentinel, evaporation, refers to how plants move water to their surfaces and release it into the air as vapor, according to the Ohio State University and Ag Daily. And it happens in this part of the world, in Midwest and Plains states, where we grow a lot of corn. And it can make heat worse as there are millions of acres of crops drive up humidity levels. Quote, corn transpiration is an important moisture contributor, though not the dominant factor, Iowa State climatologist Justin Gilson told USA Today. Gilson noted that regional and state-level weather patterns provide more moisture than was created by the natural process. And get this, an acre of corn can sweat off about 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of water a day during the growing season. Let me say that again. An acre of corn can sweat off about 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of water a day.
I thought I was a pretty sweaty guy.
Right? You got nothing on corn, Zomers. That's according to the USA Today, citing the U.S. Geological Survey. But in top corn-producing states like Iowa and Illinois, so my grandparents used, my granddad and grandma all used to say Iowa and Illinois. This number can be much higher. The National Weather Service said corn could produce between 49 and 56 billion gallons of water into the atmosphere each day in Iowa, which can add 5 to 10 degrees to the dew point. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Wisconsin had an estimated 3.75 million acres of corn in August of last year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as Orion Samuelson likes to say. Department of Agriculture. If I could talk like Orion Samuelson, I'd be a happy man. He's from Wisconsin, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Southwest either. Wisconsin. Great farm report. Orion Samuelson. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So when people say, why is it so hot? Why is it so humid? Well, part of it has to do with where we got more corn going. Our own Joanne Krulatz tuning in back at the RCE. In fact, we're going to be doing the show from WRCE in Richland Center on Thursday. Maybe we could get Joanne to come on and talk about Walk with Grace. Says, I know I'm having such a rough summer. My house is surrounded by corn. And she sends a picture. I know where Joanne lives out there in Plume City. And there's a lot of corn in Plume City. So, yeah. Here are my grandparents' farm for 40 years. I never heard about granddad talking about corn sweat. He'd just say, quit your complaining and come help me.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, so that was good. That was good. 40 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock here on a Monday, July 23rd. Talked about this earlier. I teased it, as they say. Barry Goldwater, Donald Trump, and Little League in Venezuela. What does it have in common? Well, this is from the publication called TheHill.com from last week, the 26th. Actually, it would have been Saturday, over the weekend. Headline, Venezuelan Little League team denied U.S. visas for the World Series. According to TheHill.com, a Venezuelan Little League baseball team will miss the Senior Baseball World Series held in South Carolina after it was denied entry into the United States because the players were unable to obtain visas. The team from, I'll probably mess up this name, Maracaibo, Venezuela, qualified for the World Series after winning the Latin American Championship in Mexico, but will not be able to compete in South Carolina because they were unable to, quote, obtain the appropriate visas, unquote, to travel, according to Little League International. Little League International said in a statement to The Hill that while this is, quote, extremely disappointing, especially to these young athletes, unquote, the tournament committee has decided to advance the second place team from the Latin American Championship from Mexico. The league said that the replacement will ensure, quote, the Latin American region is represented in the tournament and that the players, coaches, and families from Mexico will be able to have a memorable World Series experience, unquote. A senior State Department official told The Hill over the weekend on Saturday that U.S. consular offices are currently, quote, working to review the case to confirm proper procedures were followed and necessary appeals were submitted by the visa applicants, unquote. Now, here's the interesting part and the sad part and this disturbing part. Venezuela is on President Trump's list of countries where the entry of their nationals is partially restricted or limited. Six other countries, Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, and Turkmenistan are also included. In early June, Trump also fully restricted visas of entry of nationals from 12 other nations. Goes on from there. The Venezuelan baseball team went to Colombia 2 weeks ago to apply for travel visas, according to the Associated Press. Quote, it is a mockery on the part of Little League to keep us here in Bogota with the hope that our children can fulfill their dreams of participating in a world championship, unquote. The baseball team said in a statement, according to the AP, quote, what do we do with so much injustice? What do we do with the pain that was caused to our children? Unquote. This to me is just a really sad example of the realities of the Trump administration. One of the cool things that I love is watching because we talk about a World Series, right? In the Major League Baseball. Well, we have one team, Toronto, from Canada. That's it. Otherwise, it's all American teams. U.S. teams. The Little League World Series is actually a World Series with teams from all over the world. And it's an amazing event. I love watching it on TV, ESPN, that type of thing. And here you have kids that have nothing to do with anything going on in the world politically who are working their rear ends off, who are doing it, quote unquote, the right way, who aren't doing video games, keeping their noses clean, participating in the sport. And they've worked and earned their way to a Little League World Series in the United States. These are not terrorists. These are not people that are anything harmful to the United States. These aren't people that are coming here to immigrate here. It's a visit to participate in a World Series game. Kids. And the Trump administration is so small and so cruel that they said no. Nope, can't come. And, you know, fine, the Mexican team is coming. I'm sure they're very happy about that, finishing second. But again, Trump has done a deal with Mexico, but not with Venezuela. It all comes down to one man's exaggerated ego. And who is this hurting? Kids. You know, the term, the, you know, cruelty is the point that gets tossed around a lot. Unfortunately, this is a really great example of that. There's no diplomacy here. There's nothing to be gained. This is an attack on kids. Venezuela. Geezy, who's going to be helping us out tomorrow and watch it on Facebook, says, what implications will this have on the World Cup, i.e. what we would call soccer in the U.S., that the U.S. is hosting, with games also taking place in Canada and Mexico? Mass boycotts, denied visas for teams. What a mess. He's absolutely right. And there's already a movement of people saying that FIFA should boycott having the World Cup, the part in the United States here, because of this. We're seeing it now with kids. Imagine what's going to happen next year with adults. But FIFA, the head of it, is one of those people that bows down and genuflects to Donald Trump. Want to weigh in? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Do we have time for the Barry Goldwater clip, Zombers?
Or is it, yes, close? Yes, we do.
All right, so let's do it. Let's get this. Troy, stay on the line. I want to get to you. This is Barry Goldwater, longtime conservative from back in the day. Here's what Barry Goldwater once said about power in this country.
That we have put so much power in the office of the presidency that someday the wrong man could come along. And I wouldn't be so concerned about whether he could use these powers to perpetuate himself in office, but how he would use these powers to destroy people that disagreed with him, to pile up voters where voters don't usually pile up. I think Johnson is fully aware of the powers that he has, and he certainly has used them and will use them. There's many ways that the average person doesn't understand. For example, let's take mergers. It's becoming obvious that large businesses in some areas have to get together. Now, who has the control on this? The president, in a subtle, indirect way, through the attorney general and the bureau affected, so that powerful businessmen have to become beholden to the president in order to see that their business is put in a position where they can compete. And this is becoming more and more a problem, frankly, with the conservative movement, is the fact that businessmen are being intimidated by the president and are moving away from historic positions.
That was Barry Goldwater. Nobody was more Barry Goldwater was the gold standard, pun intended, of the conservative movement back in the 60s. Warning that this country may somebody elect a man where people bow to him, beholden to him. So as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, when I hear current MAGA leadership in D.C., say, well, you know, Trumpism and MAGA is conservative. Fact check, you're wrong. Because you're no Barry Goldwater, Trumper. Come on back. We'll wrap it up with a little dance party. Troy's on the line. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently that the Trump administration's DOJ requested complete voter records from 12 states. Minnesota just refused to cooperate. In Florida, there's a decision in a court case over the city of Miami's proposed postponement of a city election. First to Minnesota, where the Secretary of State's office notified the Trump administration's Department of Justice that it would not comply with its request to turn over all voter records from the 2020 and 2024 elections, including voting and registration records. The office's general counsel said DOJ failed to provide legal justification for the request and did not specify how the data would be secured. DOJ has requested records from 11 other states, including Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. New Hampshire has also refused to comply, citing state privacy statutes. In June, the Miami City Commission voted to delay city elections from November 2025 to November 2026. It would extend Miami's commissioner and term-limited mayor by a year and was called a power grab. After mayoral candidate Emilio Gonzalez sued, a Miami-Dade County judge ruled July 21st that the city commission could not move the election without voter approval, according to the Miami Herald. We've linked to Minnesota's letter to DOJ and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
My name is Damar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather, that heat advisory in effect for most of Wisconsin, or parts of Wisconsin, until 8 o'clock tonight. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, in with Packer training camp news, and then it's another fantastic edition of the Maggie Dawn Show today. One of the only Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair with Maggie, the Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon from 2 until, pardon me, would that be something? It might be, who knows? From 4 until 6, that's when Maggie appears, 4 until 6. And then after 6 o'clock, it's Pete Schwabe, who was down here last week. You know, and you and he were doing the show together for a night or two. Pete's back up in Green Bay at WGBW, and he and Conrad will bring you Nightlight every evening here from 6 until 8. All right, tomorrow, on location, join us. Big show. Cannot wait. Joe Thomas, NFL Hall of Famer, Badger Hall of Famer from Six Springs Farm in Southwest Wisconsin. Catching up with Joe Thomas, what he's done since he left the NFL. Talking about the Badger football team, the prospects for this year. But also, really importantly, talking about his obsession, his new passion, which is healthy eating, conscious eating, and food naturally. And we're going to talk about Wagyu beef and why he has decided to raise Wagyu beef in Southwest Wisconsin, and talk about, it's going to be great. Brady Ewing tomorrow, also a former Badger and NFL player, going to be with us as a guest host. So Brady, Joe Thomas, and me at Six Springs Farm live on location. Not going to want to miss it. Tune in. We're going to have live cattle on the show. So watch the visuals right here on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or over the air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Also, the Brewers, big game tonight against the Cubs and Milwaukee. First pitch at 6:40. The Miz on the mound. Pre-game show gets underway across many of these stations around 6:05. Also, many thanks to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for being our guest today. All right, want to finish up this story in the Hill. Venezuelan Little League team denied U.S. visas for the World Series after President Trump puts Venezuela on a list of countries limiting access. And now these kids in Venezuela have worked hard to get to the World Series in the United States, but not coming. The Mexican team, which finished second, is going to come. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Troy in Mount Horeb. Thanks for holding, Troy. What say you?
You know, the Orange Jesus and his followers don't care about these brown kids. So the fact that they're being, you know, not getting what they deserve and coming to this little league, they don't care about that at all.
It sure doesn't appear so, no. Yeah, and it sucks because these kids have nothing to do. Right, they have nothing to do with the political situation in this world. I mean, sports, the Olympics, Little League, this is supposed to be the one place that's still able for the world to come together in peace and harmony, to quote the old Coca-Cola song, and Trump even kiboshes that.
100%. I'm without words. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
That you would do this to these kids.
It really is. Troy, appreciate your listenership as always. Thanks for the call, my friend. Have a wonderful day out there, beautiful Mount Horeb. So we'll keep following this. I just, again, it's an example, a tangible example. We talk about the meanness is the point. And unfortunately, that's an example here. Great show today. Again, many thanks to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for being our guest. Thanks to Luke Mathers, pardon me, for helping set that up. Zomers, thank you as well for a great job today. Always fun. Always great to be back with you here at the World Headquarters. Going to be on the road tomorrow in Southwest Wisconsin, as we said, at Six Springs Farms. Then I think back here Wednesday in the studios. And then Thursday, we're out in Richland Center at WRCE covering another great event out there called Walk with Grace. It is a great community event to raise money for people who are fighting cancer and families. So we're going to be talking about Walk with Grace live from Richland Center, WRCE, on Thursday. Here's a little news for you. I had to make a decision. I have joined TikTok. This is, you know, a bit of some pressure and all, you know, Todd should be on TikTok. All right. So if you want to follow me on TikTok for my TikTods, it's just my name, Todd, TODDALLBAUGH. I have posted my first TikTok.
Did you
watch it?
No, I've gone all these years without having a TikTok account.
Oh, you don't have one either.
No, and now I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
I will only follow you.
It ends in a cornfield. That's all I'll say. Because we were out doing a scouting.
Is it a similar video to what you posted elsewhere?
Not nearly as good, no.
Okay, gotcha.
My TikTok is just goofy. It's old man Todd trying to figure out what the kids are watching. So now the Chinese are, I said to Geezy, now the Chinese are going to have all my stuff. And he looked at me and he goes,
they already do.
They already got it anyway.
Yeah. They have anything they want.
We were trying to set up some of this stuff yesterday. And he looked at me and he said, you remind me of my parents.
That's hilarious.
Because everything has a password and then it's just very complicated. So, but now I have joined. So now I got to figure out more serious. My first one I posted was just stupid and goofy, 30 seconds, whatever it was. Now I have to do more regular, serious TikToks. Who came up with that, by the way?
It was one of us. Or it wasn't me.
I think it was you then. Somebody
could have been Tony.
Somebody said you should call it TikTok. And I like that. So we'll call them TikTok.
It could have been me. It could have been Tony. I don't remember who it was, to be honest.
But yes, I've joined the world of TikTok. Just follow me at Todd Allball. That's it. It's very uncomplicated, tolerable. So there you go. Well, great show today. Again, many thanks to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And by the way, we welcome all candidates for governor, Republican, Democrat, Independent. Come on this show. We'll give you the same amount of time. I want to introduce everybody to our gubernatorial candidates. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be outstanding in our field. Well, in Joe Thomas's field. Going to be a great show tomorrow. Thanks, everybody who listens. We appreciate you. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you from Southwest Wisconsin tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Maggie Dawn and Matt Rothschild are next.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Attorneys for Ghislaine Maxwell asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn her conviction. The longtime companion of Jeffrey Epstein says a deal Epstein reached with prosecutors nearly two decades ago should shield her as well. ABC's Jay O'Brien explains the deal was not limited to Epstein.
But it also names alleged co-conspirators, both named and unnamed in this non-prosecution agreement. So what Ghislaine Maxwell says is, okay, that non-prosecution agreement that the government reached with Epstein in 2007 also applies to me.
President Trump's in Scotland. He met with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He also discussed efforts to get more food into Gaza. The man accused of injuring 11 people in a Saturday stabbing attack at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, pleaded not guilty to all charges, including terrorism. And two children were killed. There were five aboard a sailboat at a sailing camp in Miami when it struck a barge. This is ABC News.